This is the Aligned Athlete Podcast, the place for basketball players who are looking to unlock their limitless potential on and off the court by tapping into their mindset, habits, and lifestyle design. If this sounds like your kind of thing, come and hang out with me. I'm your host, Dr. Rosie Mead, mental performance coach to some of the top basketball players. Make sure you connect with me. You can find me on all social channels at Dr. Rosie Mead. But for now, let's head into today's episode. Hi, I hope you had a lovely weekend. Now, I cannot believe that we're already in November and my last episode, I think, was back in July or June. It's crazy. Time has just ran away. So I hope that you had an amazing off season and are having a great start to your current season as well. Mine's been busy, so the off season was great. Had some really good time with family, just chilling, unwinding. Then if you heard about it, I did my mental performance boot camp, which was amazing. That was towards kind of the end of the season. And now we're in the full swing of the season. I'm working with some of the guys that I worked with last season, some new players as well. And I've been really, really excited getting into this season. But I'm also really excited to be bringing you the podcast again. So it's my commitment to you that I'm going to be coming back weekly. So every Monday, I'm going to be dropping a podcast episode, sharing a different element of mindset or mental performance tools or things that are just going to help you to develop and grow yourself as a person and then a player as well. Because remember, this is all about being human first. And that's what I really, really love to be sharing with you. So one of my intentions for this season that we're in is to serve in excellence. Now, that sounds really, really grand, but I've noticed that when I let my mind go to that area of this is the person I am, I'm someone who serves in excellence, I suddenly notch everything up. You know, this is real world me sharing my own journey with you, because then hopefully you can relate with it as well. And I also want to show that, you know, I'm not just some expert who knows everything, but actually all of the experts, we're constantly learning and growing and developing ourselves. So I'm always really keen to share this with you, and I'll share it more through the podcast as well. But I've really noticed that when I've thought of that intention of serving in excellence, I start to embody that person. So to be honest with the podcast, so today I'm feeling like poo. I've got the start of a cold, and actually today the weather's quite nice, but the weekend has been quite rainy, and it would be really, really easy for me to let my mind go to what's one more week. You know, I haven't done the podcast for a couple of months, well, longer than that. What's one more week? You know, just can't really be bothered. But someone who serves in excellence doesn't do that. So for me, it's a really great way to catch my thinking sometimes, because, you know, we're all human. We do have these like mindset gremlins that crop up time to time. And mine sometimes is just the like can't be botheredness or procrastinating and finding something else that I could be doing. But it's about catching it and then thinking, you know what, I'm going to embody the person that does this. And so what does that person do? They show up. They're committed to this. So I'm committed to serving in excellence. So I'm showing up. That was a long-winded way of saying this is my commitment to you to come back every week and give you an episode. So the theme that I wanted to talk about today actually came from one of my new clients. So every Monday, we set an intention and we then I keep them accountable to the intentions that they set, making sure that we keep on track with it, that we stay focused. And one of my clients, his intention a few weeks ago now was to reduce his social media consumption. So he was quite conscious that being on social media was taking a lot of his time. And I know we can all relate to this, and me as well. You can't see me, but I'm putting my hand up. So he was saying he was conscious that he felt like he didn't have much time in the day, but he knew that he was able to give time to social media. He wasn't sleeping very well, and he felt it's because he was sort of scrolling on TikTok like just before he went to sleep, and it was just keeping his brain wired. And it would be the first thing he looked at in the morning and the last thing he looked at night. And he just felt like social media was kind of controlling him rather than him controlling the use of his social media. So it was really interesting. It's something that he wanted to work on. And so I've been keeping him accountable to it. He's set, he's going on social media like 3 times a day. And over the last couple of weeks, that seems to be working really, really well for him. And he said, alongside other tools that we're doing, he's found that it's helped him with focus, that his mind feels less cluttered, that he feels like he's much more present. And, you know, that's just in 2 weeks. But it really got me thinking about my own use of social media. You know, I'm on social media all the time. Obviously, it's a big part of my work. It's how I connect with potential clients. It's how I learn what's happening in the space. So either in basketball or in kind of mindset, mental performance, personal growth, because we're constantly learning and discovering new research as well, and kind of just keeping on top of the news as well within those fields. It really got me thinking about how intentional I am. It's quite easy, and you probably find the same. I find it's quite easy for me to tell myself it's okay that I'm on social media all the time because I use it for work or it's keeping me connected or whatever. And I'm definitely, what I'm about to say definitely isn't a bashing of social media in that, you know, we need to stop doing it completely. I'm definitely not in that camp because there are so many benefits to it as well. But I think that the more intentional we can become with how we use social media, the better it is, one, for our brain, you know, from a neuroscience perspective, but also for our mind and for our lives as well. And of course, how you perform, how you show up on the court as well. So I just wanted to kind of go through some of the negatives of social media. Now, this isn't going to be a doom and gloom podcast. I really want to be like, for us to remember that we get to be in the driver's seat. And I know that's a phrase that I use time and time again, but we do. And so by thinking about the negatives and positives of social media, it's just helping our brain to start thinking about, okay, yeah, this is, maybe you want to make some changes. Maybe you do want to be more intentional with how you use your time on social media and the content that you consume as well. So some of the negatives of social media, you know, it can create distractions. Our mind constantly goes between one thing to another. And we're, you know, that kind of doom scroll where you're sat and you're scrolling through lots of different content is almost kind of wiring our brain to only have short-term focus. Like I know I've noticed this with myself. It's becoming more and more difficult to just sit and focus on something for a longer period of time. It decreases focus, you know, as I've just said, stops us from being present. And you must have noticed this as well. You know, the amount of times when I go to a restaurant and you see people sat opposite one another, and I'm not immune from this, but you notice that they're just sat there and they're on social media and they're not talking to one another. You know, it's stopping us from being present. And I'm very conscious of this as a parent as well. It's something that I have to work on constantly. I'm not quite there yet. But literally moving my phone away from me when I'm with my kids. And, you know, I don't do it all the time. And I'm very conscious when I am on my phone, how much time I can spend on my phone and not with my kids. And that's, you know, a bit of kind of vulnerability for me. So noticing where it's stopping us from being present from the actual where our feet are. It wastes time. You know, the amount of time that we just, I'm just going to pop on Instagram, just going to check something on Facebook. And then all of a sudden, 30 minutes, an hour has gone by. And it's like we've just gone down the rabbit warren. But that hour doesn't feel that long. Whereas if we sat and read for an hour, like you would notice, like time would feel like it slowed down. It makes us crave that next dopamine hit. So, you know, that constant scroll, we come across something that we like, our brain likes it, that releases dopamine. But we don't just stop at that. We literally become addicted. We start to crave that next one. And now we might not get it on the next post. So therefore, that's why we keep scrolling. We scroll for that next dopamine hit. Or we put out a post and we get, you know, so many likes back. That's like bing, bing, bing. Like we're getting that dopamine hit. Someone loves me. Like this is what we start telling ourselves. But it's not real. It's not that deep connection. It can cause us to compare ourselves to the kind of, you know, the perfectly portrayed lives that we might see on social media. Forgetting that, again, this is something that someone has curated because they're showing you certain elements. And it can create overwhelm. you know, the amount of apps that we can go on. I mean, I remember when Threads came out, I was one of the ones that, you know, signed up like straight away. I mean, actually, very honest, I signed up in the middle of the night. I remember my daughter woke me up and we swapped beds for some reason. She went into my bed and I went into her bunk bed. I'm not quite sure why. And I went onto my phone in the middle of the night, which is not good for your brain. And I then saw them talking about this thing called Threads. And so I got really curious, started to get that kind of FOMO, you know, fear of missing out. So I created my profile, went on Threads, loved that I was number, I don't know what number I was, but it was still probably like a million and something or other. And I was just scrolling on there and I had to stop myself and go to sleep. But then the next day, it was the first thing that I did. I was on Threads and it was this new, exciting, like feeling like you're a pioneer. And that was really overwhelming in some ways, because my brain was just telling me, like, you need to be on this platform now. Forget that, you know, actually you're trying to be on all of the other platforms already. I'm still trying to get my head around TikTok. But, you know, stuff like that can just create overwhelm and stress. Obviously, it can have an impact on sleep. So as I've said, you know, that kind of going on it in the middle of the night, which for me is a bad habit if I stay away. You know, generally when I'm at home, I'm next to my husband, I don't check my phone in the middle of the night. But if I'm away, it's an old habit that dies hard. And because I have clients that are in America as well, I, you know, we're 5 or 6 hours ahead of America. So there are times where, if I check my phone in the night, there are going to be messages from clients. There are going to be DMs from people who are in a different time zone to me. And I then get drawn into messaging. But from a brain perspective, that blue light and keeping your brain active, you know, that's not going to help you to get into those moments of deep sleep that our brain really needs for kind of mental hygiene. And just that feeling that we need to be on the go 24/7, especially because of being, you know, now able to be contacted by anybody, there's that feeling that we do need to be seen, we need to be showing up, we need to be replying to everybody. And it just, even as I say that, I'm like, oh, that feels so heavy and draining. But I'm not, you know, like I said, this isn't a doom episode. I want to also talk about the positives. You know, there are so many positives of social media. And growing up as a child of sort of late 80s, early 90s, it's been amazing to see this evolve. And, you know, don't have to write to my best friend now. I literally used to send my best friend letters. When she moved, we were 13 and we'd write each other letters. We don't have to do that anymore. You know, the growth of social media and social networks means that we can obviously connect with people around the world and maybe connect with people that we wouldn't otherwise have connected with. So for me, I wouldn't be in the basketball scene. I wouldn't be working with the amazing clients that I work with had I not been showing up on social media, had I not been active on the various networks that I'm on. It just wouldn't have happened. Where I live in the teeny village in Dorset, it's not really renowned for its basketball. And I probably wouldn't have even had this vision and dream to come into this space. I mean, interesting. I wonder if I'd even have been in the mindset and mental performance space, but that's probably another conversation. But, you know, at the end of the day, it connects us. If you're someone listening and you play overseas, you know, out of all of us, the power of social media to stay connected with family and friends when you're not there in person. Obviously, it increases our access to knowledge. And that's been the most incredible thing for me. I mean, one, you know, networking and connecting is absolutely amazing. But being able to access new knowledge as it comes out, research, learning from other people, you know, that's been incredible. As well as the fact that it opens more opportunities for work. So, you know, of course you all know this, being able to connect with teams and coaches and other players and agents and being able to put your work out there. And whether that's basketball or whether that's a side hustle, but you know, social media, all of a sudden, it makes the world a small place, which means that it opens up opportunities because you can connect with different people. You can find opportunities literally all around the world. So I am not one of those who's saying come off social media entirely, you know, unless that's what you want to do. But obviously that's quite a bold move. And that takes us into like an all or nothing mindset, which actually isn't always supportive for us. And I'm definitely not someone who is going to be jumping off social media entirely. But if you want to improve your focus and reduce distractions, reduce overwhelm and stress, because I haven't even mentioned stress. And let's bring it back to the game. If you want to play present, you want to improve your focus on the court. Maybe you want to be playing more consistently, which seems to be the buzzword with my clients right now. And you want to be less in your head, then you've really got to be intentional with your social media use. Now, you might be wondering what the link is between you being on social media and you playing at your best on the court. But there really is a link, because if you're feeling distracted, if you're not feeling very present, if you're not feeling very focused and you're not getting good sleep off the court, of course, this is going to be impacting your performance on the court. You're going to be more in your head. You're going to be less focused. You're going to be less present, because actually your brain's just not used to doing this. And I've really noticed this on social media, you know, with my own focus and attention span as well. Our brain, because of the way that we use social media, our brain just isn't used to focusing for as long as it used to. So obviously that's going to have a knock-on effect on the court. Now, whether you realise it or not, but as a pro player, you're a personal brand. So I know for those of you that are highly aware of this, this comes with its own form of pressure and expectations. But I want you to see having a personal brand as a positive, particularly in the context of everything that I'm talking about. So if you have a personal brand, it's even more important that you're intentional with your social media use. So not only the content that you're putting out there, you know, does it actually show you in the best light? Is this the kind of content you want to be sharing with your fans, with your followers? But also the content that you're consuming, thinking about how you can curate your feed so that, you know, they're profiles that inspire you or help you to grow or help you to feel good, rather than the kind of drama and hype and potential negativity. It depends what platform you're on, but I took more of a break from Facebook for that reason. Instagram, I don't tend to have so much on there, but being conscious about how you curate your social profiles to support you, and also being conscious about the amount of time that you spend on social media. So I want you to think of your time as an investment. This is like the best way to think of time in all areas. So with social media, consider, is this actually a good investment of my time? So this might mean that you start to catch yourself while you're doom scrolling. You know, actually the 30 minutes that I've been on Facebook, is that actually a good investment of my time? What am I getting back in return for the time that I'm putting into it? So there's other things that you can do that can help to put you in control of how you use social media. You know, as I said at the beginning, one of my clients that kind of felt like social media was controlling him, you get to control the amount of time that you put into social media. You know, yes, all of the platforms they're designed. Let's face it, they're designed for us to become addicted and they're designed for us to spend all this time on them. But we get to decide if we're going to let that happen. Like, no one's holding us at gunpoint against our will, forcing us to go on social media. It's literally our own brain and we get to override that. So thinking about how much time you spend on social media, maybe it's that you want to batch content. You know, if you put out a lot of content on social media, maybe you have particular things that you're promoting, like a camp, or you know that you always like to put motivational stuff out on a Monday, then you could save time by batching your content. So for example, I batch my social content on a Monday for the week. And then the only thing that I do spontaneously are my lives or my stories, or, you know, being really honest, if something pops up and I just want to share it. I mean, that happens more on Twitter or Threads, because then I don't have to make a whole post. I don't have to get an image and do the graphics and all of that, because it feels overwhelming. For me, that's been such a game changer. Now, I did try to do a whole month, but it was too much. And then I found that actually maybe like in the second week, what was going on for my clients or for me personally, I wanted to share some learnings from that. So kind of time went on, and actually I had some new things that I wanted to offer and share. So for me, doing it weekly is fine. Plus it doesn't take me too long then, it's about kind of an hour and a half. But if you feel that you're spending too much time on social media, where it's like to the point where it's not good for your mind, or it's having a negative impact, like the ones that we mentioned at the beginning of this episode, you could create, like we're saying, kind of batch create content, but you could also create times in the day that's dedicated to your social media use. So maybe, you know, blocking it out in your calendar. Now, again, you don't have to be restricted with it. You know, it doesn't have to be something that is all or nothing, or something that you kind of lock down, but you do need to be intentional with it. Now, if you're having fun with it, great. You know, go with the flow, do what feels good, but keep checking in with that investment. Is this a good investment of my time? How I'm spending my time on social media, how I'm showing up, who I'm connecting with, the profiles that I'm following, whatever it is that a good use of my time? Because this is all about being intentional. Now, intentional living is also something that's going to support your brain in all areas of your performance. So again, remembering that if we support our mind off the court, we're literally rewiring our brain. We're supporting our mind, we're supporting our brain to be at peak performance, just like you do with your body. So I want you to think of it in the same way. Then if you're doing this work off the court, you're going to help to clear your mind. You're going to help your mind to focus better, to reduce distractions, and that's going to help 100%. It's going to help you on the court as well. So all of this comes down to self-awareness. So knowing what's important to you, because then you know whether that's a good investment of your time, having clarity on your goals, and also clarity on the consistent action that you need to take to get to your goals. And then, ta-da, a high performance mindset. This is going to help you to stay focused on the journey. And obviously, that's why I'm here. So I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. As you can hear, my voice is about to go. It's probably a good time to record this episode. And I wanted to let you know about an offer that I have. So I currently have space to work with me through my one-to-one coaching package. And if you're listening in November, I've got an offer for the next 2 clients to sign up. So I don't know how long those spaces are going to stay, but I'm only offering this particular offer for November. So if you want to know more, I know I've been a bit cryptic with it, but if you want to know more, drop me a DM on Instagram. You can find me at Dr. Rosie Mead, maybe during one of your little social media chunks where you're working. And or you can email me at rosie@rosiemead.com. So I hope that there were some good takeaways for you in today's episode. And just, yeah, being more intentional about your social media time, being more conscious about how you're spending your time, how you're investing your time, because how you invest your time is so important for you as a person and for you performing at your best on the court. Have a great week. Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you liked it, why not share it with 3 friends? Don't forget to connect with me. You can find me on all social channels at Dr. Rosie Mead.